There are some cigars that you enjoy once, nod in approval, and move on. And then there are those rare blends that stay with you. Cigars you find yourself reaching for again and again. For me, that short list has always included the My Father Le Bijou 1922 and the E.P. Carrillo Pledge. But now, another has joined their company, the Mil Dias by Crowned Heads. Mil Dias translates to 1,000 days. And that's exactly how long this cigar took to come to life. John Huber of Crowned Heads partnered with Tabacalera Pichardo in Nicaragua, and together they crafted a blend that balances spice, cream, and depth in a way that feels timeless. From the reddish Ecuadorian Habano wrapper to the rare Peruvian and Costa Rican fillers, everything about this cigar speaks of patience and precision. What stands out most about the Mil Dias is the journey it takes you on. The first third greets you with lively spice and creaminess. The middle opens up into coffee, roasted nuts, and cocoa. And the final stretch closes with pepper, leather, and a richness that lingers like a fine after-dinner drink. It's a smoke that evolves without ever losing its balance. And speaking of after-dinner drinks, if you really want to experience the Mil Dias at its best, pair it with rum. Not just any rum, but a well-aged, refined expression like Zacapa 23, Diplomatico Reserva Exclusiva, or Brugal 1888. The molasses, sweetness, dried fruit, and toffee notes of a good rum mirror the cigar's cocoa and nutty flavors perfectly. Together, they create a pairing that feels almost inevitable, as if the cigar was blended with rum in mind. That's not to say it won't shine with bourbon, rye, or even a dark roast coffee. But when I think about what truly unlocks the heart of the Mil Dias, a glass of aged rum by its side is where the magic happens. In the end, this cigar is a home run, a blend that delivers complexity without intimidation, elegance without pretension. It's the kind of cigar that rewards patience, both in its creation and in the way you smoke it. If you've tried the Mil Dias, I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you haven't yet, this might just be the next cigar that earns a permanent place in your rotation. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this, don't forget to subscribe to Smoke Signals for more cigar and whiskey pairings, reviews, and stories that keep the tradition alive.